When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
What is going on, beautiful people? I am Lee Hammett, the diagnosed self-aware narcissist known as mental illness, and welcome to another episode of The Narcissist Code. If this is your first time seeing my face or hearing my voice, I'm a diagnosed narcissist, and I use my platform on social media to raise awareness for NPD, get more people into therapy, and also validate the victims, survivors, and thrivers of this disorder and the traits, the toxic traits that come along with it sometimes, y'all. In today's episode, we're going to be talking about, are you dealing with a narcissist? How do you know you're dealing with a narcissist? Narcissist or is the person, how do I know if my ex was a narcissist? How do I know if my husband or my wife, my mom, my dad is a narcissist? Y'all, narcissist is just a word. It's the behaviors that are important. It's the propensity or the ability to take accountability that is important. So many people, that's one of the pushbacks you get about in the world of narcissism, the world of narcissistic personality disorder, and things like that. That's one of the main pushbacks that people, the word narcissist is thrown around way too much, guys. Y'all think just because your boyfriend cheated on you, beat you up, didn't take any, blamed you for it, called your mom, started a smear campaign and lied about online to you. You think that makes him a narcissist? No, you're just bitter. That is one of the main pushbacks that people say, though. People think you have to be diagnosed to be a narcissist. The diagnosis is unimportant. Again, y'all, I'm diagnosed. I'm clinically diagnosed. I've been in therapy for 5 years. But the diagnosis is unimportant. It's the behaviors. Are they willing to listen to you? No, you might be dealing with a narcissist. Are they willing to be held accountable for anything that they do? Or is everything your fault? Do you get blamed for everything? Are they willing to take accountability? No. Then they might be narcissistic. They might be a toxic person. That's why I say narcissists and or toxic people. Because not all narcissists are going to be toxic. And not all toxic people are narcissists. So I just separated it all, y'all. The behaviors are what matter. Are they willing to take accountability? No. Do you feel crazy on a consistent basis? You know, are they gaslighting you? Do you know the truth? Do they deny the truth with evidence? Yes, they do. Are they willing to change it? Are they willing to listen to you and validate your emotions? No. Do they have empathy for you? Do they console you when you need them? No. Like, listen, yeah, it's the behaviors that are important. So many people feel like, how do I get them? That's one of the main comments I get. How do I get them diagnosed? You don't. You can't get them diagnosed. They have to be willing to go to therapy. Just sit down and the way the word narcissist is thrown around, nobody wants to be a narcissist, y'all. Nobody wants to be a narcissist. Nobody wants to be associated with narcissists. Nobody wants that part. Nobody wants that in their life, y'all. They just don't. They really, really don't. You know what I mean? Nobody wants to be a narcissist. So why would they go get thrown into the world of narcissism? There's no cure. The only thing you can do about it is work on the behaviors. Go to therapy. You know what I mean? That's what you can do. How do I get rid of it? Nope, you can't. You got to go to therapy for the rest of your life. Who wants to hear that, y'all? It's the behaviors that are important, y'all. The behaviors. Now, how you feel, if you know what you're dealing with, you do. There's a reason you're watching this video. You didn't start typing in, why does my boyfriend act like this? Why does my girlfriend do this? You didn't type that into Google search for no reason. You know why you're here. But again, the diagnosis is important. And Dr. Romney said, she said in one video, you're not diagnosing them. You're describing their behaviors. I think it might have been in her book too. Should I say it? Should I go? It might have been in her book. I read that book. But she said, you're not diagnosing them. You're just describing their behaviors. How do you feel? It's about how you feel around this person. Are the behaviors correctable? Are they trying to correct the behaviors over an extended period of time? Not just because you caught them cheating, not because you caught them in a lie, not because you caught them hiding money or whatever. Are they willing to change and be held accountable over an extended period of time? If no, you might be dealing with a narcissist or a toxic person. But it doesn't matter. The diagnosis is unimportant. You're not diagnosing them. You don't need a piece of paper. You don't need a medical history to determine if they're a narcissist or not. How were they treating you? How do you feel? I feel like your feelings matter. When you're dealing with narcissists and toxic people, your feelings and how you feel about this person, how you feel about the behaviors that they exhibited, you know what you experienced. So it's unimportant. The word narcissist, a lot of times narcissist provides people clarity. The word narcissist provides people clarity for a set of behaviors. You're not dying. You diagnosing your boy. You just angry. You bitter women are diagnosing all these men because they didn't want you no more. And they cheated on you and left you with all these kids. Pick, choose better men. Who cares if he pretended to be somebody else? Who cares if he looked up at your LinkedIn profile and your TikToker and your Facebooker and did all this stuff? Who cares? You know what I mean? Who cares about any of this stuff? You got to pick better men and choose better women. And they're not a narcissist because you said it. People throw that. I'm just telling you, people toss that word around like it's like people do. Like people dismiss it. People toss it around and things like that. Not everybody is a narcissist. They could very well be just a toxic person. But how do you know you're dealing with a narcissist? How do you feel? Are they treating you like a normal? You know, are they treating you like a normal relationship? If you, does your relationship look like other people's relationship? Do you feel like, damn, I feel like I'll get treated differently. My significant other doesn't listen to me. My significant other cheats on me and blames it on me. My significant other gaslights the hell out of me. My significant other has no empathy. They doesn't care when I cry. They try to chastise me. My significant other rages and screams at me when I try to hold them accountable. My significant other does this and does that. Y'all, ask yourself the questions. Get on Google. Google narcissistic personality disorder. And you can see, like, Google narcissistic personality disorder or the traits of narcissism, and you'll see it. You'll see it. Do they think highly? Do they think super highly of themselves? Do they have a grandiose sense of self? Are they more? Do they think they're more important than what they really are? You know what I mean? Do they think that they are way more important than what they really are? Do they have delusions of grandeur? You know what? I know I didn't graduate from high school. I know I failed the GED test 4 times. I know I've been jobless by choice for 15 years. But you know what? I think I could be president in 4 years if I start turning around right now. If I ran right now for public office, I'd win. Are they delusional as hell? You know what I mean? Listen to them. You know, I know I got 5-6 kids. I know I'm $127,000 in child support arrears. But all it takes is me coming up my flying shoe invention. When I drop these flying shoes, I'm going to pay all my child support off, and I'm going to get full custody of my kids. Are they super delusional? Listen to what they're saying, y'all. It's the behaviors that are important. Listen to them. I know y'all going to love them through I know y'all like to love them through their stupid phase, their bum phase. Y'all like to try to build up these broken people, and they end up leaving for somebody else when you build them up. But that happens a lot, y'all. Y'all will build up these broken men and broken women, and they end up leaving for somebody else when they They get where you want them to go. You build them up for somebody else. You're creating them for somebody else. And it happens all the time. And you feel like you don't want to waste your effort. I mean, I'm not telling you not to give people chances. But I'm just telling you, when you date down to somebody who, I'm just, you know, this is not the channel for that. But y'all got to stay in power. I'm about to go off on a whole tangent just now. But are you dealing with a narcissist? It doesn't really matter. Right? The behaviors are what matters. Narcissist or not, toxic person or not. How do you feel about it? This person, you know. You can't hold them accountable. If it's been 5 years of the same thing, they keep cheating and keep cheating and keep cheating, you keep forgiving them, it's time to go. Or you just keep getting cheated on. You know, you're in a one-sided open relationship, because if you cheat, you'll never be forgiven. You know what I mean? But anyways, y'all, look, live in-person meet and greet, Austin, Texas, October the 15th. In Austin, Texas, live in-person meet and greet. We're going to be doing in-person one-on-ones. We're going to have a live Q&A session, y'all. It's going to be like a limited amount of people who could be in there for the Q&A session. But that's coming soon. So we're getting everything together right now for this stuff. So stay tuned for more. Like and subscribe for more. And as always, mental illness is out. Peace.